Hello, this is Josh with your 2NRS news. Coming up, man literally caught with his pants down, cost of living affecting us Illawarrians, and a new rock pool coming to Telwarji. A man was caught inappropriately exposing himself in a Port Kembla car park, marking his fourth offence in 2 years. 30-year-old Brody Saunders, recently paroled, set up a makeshift bed and was seen committing the act by a passerby who called for police. He claimed that the incident only lasted a minute. Rising grocery costs are hitting Illawarra locals hard. University students admitted to buying caged eggs to save money, said that his first grocery bill was a shock, forcing him to compromise on personal beliefs due to skyrocketing prices. Tauraji Rock Pool in Wollongong is filled with sand more often than water. In the past year, the council has cleared it 3 times. Now they're preparing a 4th attempt, awaiting an ideal condition. An update environmental review has identified a new spot for the sand, hoping to keep the pool clear. In your sport, Kiama's Jack Hobbs believes the Illawarrians deserve more than 4 players in the New South Wales Country Cockatoo squad for the Australian Rugby Shield. Despite a heartbreaking loss in the New South Wales Country Championships, now selected in the 5th year, this joined the Illawarrians teammates Ellie Scott, Tom Baker and George Miller. In your State of Origin news, the women's State of Origin lists have been named and an unchanged squad for each decider against Queensland. Despite a tough loss in Game 2, coach Kylie Hitter is confident the Sky Blues can bounce back. Olivia Koenig starts at number 13 jersey, with Keely Davis moved to the bench. Rachel Pearson also retains her spot as halfback. Jessica Surges is in doubt to play despite injury concerns. The match is set for June 27 in Townsville. My name is Josh Pearce and this is your 2NRS local news.